Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, real talk, liberating breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and our topic for today is get ready for overflow. Get ready for overflow. We're coming from the book of Ephesians 3, chapter 20 today. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio for a new teaching and live prayer each day. You can tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. But if for any reason you miss me live or 6:30 is too early for you because I have listeners in multiple time zones, you can follow the podcast to get the recording. Text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you do that by texting the letters MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 20 through 21, reading from the KJV. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now listen to that again, brothers and sisters. Now unto him, who is him? God, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, that is able to do, now listen at what he's able to do, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Not just exceeding what we could ask or think, not just more or, you know, an abundance of what we could ask or think, not just above all that we could ask or think, but no, this is conjunctive. It is exceeding abundantly above all. That ought to be doing something to your spirit right now that we could ask or think. According to, or commensurate with, or pursuant to, or in alignment with the power that worketh in us. Well, what is that power? That power is the Spirit of God and the faith that we have in God. Again, conjunctive, the power, the Spirit of God, meaning his ability, which is, you know, infinite, and then our faith, which combines with that to activate it, to bring from the spiritual realm into the natural realm what we're asking or thinking, and then we see the manifestation of it in an exceeding, abundantly, above all way. Ooh, come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Now, one of the first things that I want to tell you is that there is a distinct difference, hear me well, between preparing for your daily bread and preparing for overflow. What is our topic for today? Get ready for overflow. You see, the problem is that too many of us spend our lives only preparing for our daily bread. So that's all we get. It's just enough for today, just enough for tomorrow, just enough for next week. But I just read to you that God desires to do exceeding abundantly above all. In other words, he desires for us to live in overflow. Hallelujah. In the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 1 through 4, I'm going to read this right quickly from the NIV. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. I'm going to show you the difference between your daily bread and overflow. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this assembly to death." Now listen to how God replied. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions.'" You see, here is an example of just receiving your daily bread from God. He's just raining down just enough, for simply enough, for what you need on today. And further down in that scripture, he said on the sixth day, they're then to gather enough for 2 days because of the Sabbath. But this is the problem. Because of their short-sightedness, glory, their inability to really understand the power of God and who God really was and how God desires to provide more than enough, they grumbled at the very first sight of a test, the very first sight of difficulty, the very first sight of a trial and a tribulation. So God said, because they have short-sighted vision, because they only can think within a 24-hour span, then I'm only going to provide for them their daily bread. In other words, what is sufficient? But today we're talking about overflow. Don't you want better than and more than to actively engage and reside in your life? Aren't you tired of just living within the routine? Well, let's now look at an example of overflow. I'm in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, beginning at verse 10. From the KJV. "So he arose," meaning Elijah, the prophet Elijah, "and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, 'Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink.' And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, 'Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand.' And she said, 'As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it,'" listen at this now, "'for me and my son, that we may eat it and die.' And Elijah said unto her, 'Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel.'" Now listen to the difference between the message the Lord gives here and the one he gave to Moses to the children of Israel. "The barrel of meal shall not waste," hallelujah, "neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house, or her son, did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. I'm talking about overflow. See, when you only have a mind to just live for today, when all of your preparation in life is only about today, you know, you don't save for years to come. You don't think about retirement. You only think about what can I spend on today. You have no savings account, or you have a savings account, but there is no money in it. You have no rainy day fund. You have no emergency fund. If someone died in your family, you would have to go to the payday loans to borrow money to get to the funeral. Now understand me, I'm not judging you. What I'm doing is teaching you how to get out of living in daily bread and beginning to reside in overflow. See, every word can't be a fluffy word. Every word can't be a make you feel good word. This is morning motivation, real talk, where I'll empower you, hallelujah, empower you through the word of God to live your best lives now. Do you want better than? Do you want more than? Answer that question wherever you are. The lines are muted. No one can hear you for those tuned in live. Do you want better than? Do you want more than? Then you have to move from daily bread living to overflow living. As you saw in this word, your mindset has to change. Your willingness to believe God, again from Ephesians 3:20, that power that worketh in us. Your willingness to believe that when God sends the message, just as he's doing today through me, as he did through Moses, and as he did through Elijah. Now, I'm not a prophet, but I'm just showing you the difference in attitude and mindsets, and how those attitudes resulted in different outcomes. Oh, I got to get ready for prayer. We don't have but 15 minutes. Come on and say, I'm getting ready for overflow. Say it again. I'm getting ready to live in overflow today. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord. We're going to go into prayer and do the altar call, and I'm going to assign you your task for today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We praise you for overflow this morning. Father, we thank you for overflow today. Overflow is in our lives right now. Overflow is in our spirit. Overflow is in our homes. Overflow is in our children. Overflow is in our jobs. Overflow is in our ministries. Overflow is in our spirits. Overflow is in our joy. Overflow is in our health. Overflow is in our peace of mind. Overflow is in our finances. Everywhere we look, overflow is here today. Father, we thank you that our cup is running over. Overflow is here to bless us. Overflow is here to work through us and in us. Father, we praise you today. This is an overflow day. This is an overflow moment. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Father, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin. Father, we repent, Lord, of our unbelief. We repent, Father, of our sins. And Father, we repent of our daily bread kind of thinking. Lord, we ask you to give us overflow kind of thinking, where we have supernatural faith to believe the impossible, to know that you come to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, Lord, ask you to bless everyone listening right now. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Overflow. I speak overflow. I speak overflow. I speak overflow. I speak overflow in every area of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. Say, I receive overflow today. Say it again. I receive my overflow today. Come on and praise the Lord while I give the altar call, and then we're going to end with our task for today. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Say, today is my overflow day. Say, today is the beginning of overflow. Now, let me give you this information, and then I'm going to end with our task for today. Remember to tune in live Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. by calling 323-870-4180. Text MM to 33222 so that you can follow the podcast. That way, you will get this teaching text straight to your phone. If you can't tune in live at 6:30, it'll be text at 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, our topic for today is get ready for overflow. Your task for today is to affirmatively do something to get you out of routine daily bread into overflow. Remember, it's overflow, not status quo. I'll see you in the morning. We're going to do part two. Invite others. We're going to bless your souls tomorrow as well.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy. Get ready for...